Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. Last week, I spoke about low interest rates and how investors could adjust their fixed income holdings to prepare for the inevitable uptick in interest rates. You see, it's been nearly a decade since investors have had to contend with the Federal Reserve raising interest rates. And going by recent comments by Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen, the Fed will almost certainly raise interest rates by a notch. That's 0.25%, and probably sometime in the second half of 2015. And you know, Fed watchers are expecting a rate hike in September. Economists then expect the Fed to raise interest rates in a very measured manner, leaning on the side of caution so as not to upset our recovering economy. So, with an uptick virtually a sure thing, it's time investors prepared their stock portfolios as well for a rising interest rate environment. So, what are the arguments for a continued bull market? Ultra-low interest rates have led to extensive low-cost borrowing. Think Apple borrowing at 2% to pay their dividend. And this borrowed money has been plowed into investments that have powered the stock bull market since March of 2009. So what happens if money gets more expensive when rates go up? On the one hand, strong, unapologetic bulls say the stock market believes in Janet Yellen and her accommodative monetary policies, and believe a gradual raising of rates will continue to drive and improve the U.S. economy, which they reason will drive stronger corporate earnings and consequently take share prices even higher. And these bulls point to the fact that historically, some of the best and most consistent stock market returns occurred when interest rates were rising from very low levels, much like the current scenario. What's more is market bulls note that one of the biggest threats to stocks and bonds in the long run is really high inflation. So if one of the motivators of a rate hike is to battle the threat of inflation, then inflation is less of a concern. So in theory, that should hold down longer-term interest rates and bolster stocks. All right, so what do the bears say? In the opposing camp, there are analysts who have studied the impact of central bank policy on markets. They note that historically, the stock market's performance is dramatically better when the Fed is expanding the money supply or loosening credit, an expansive period, and lowering rates to enable cheaper borrowing than when they're in a restricted period or restrictive period like a tight money period, and they're raising rates, which raises companies' borrowing costs and heads off inflation. In this higher or rising rate environment, cash and new bonds pay more, offering more competition for stocks. And although some bulls believe the Fed will stop raising rates after just a few small rate hikes, analysts believe that it's not the level of rates that matter, but the direction that they're headed in. It's also worth noting that the global economy and markets have never been in the situation they're in today, which makes it tougher to imagine what's next. For one, even if the Fed begins to raise rates, there's more to the world now than just the U.S. Central banks in much of the rest of the world, including Europe and Japan and China, show no signs of following suit. That could act as a weight on U.S. bonds because foreign investors may flock to the U.S. for better yields because their buying of U.S. bonds could then hold or drive up prices and therefore bring yields down. So the idea is that even if the Fed does raise rates, it's possible that on the long end or the longer term rates could come down. But while I don't think investors should abandon U.S. stocks just because rates are going to go up, I do want you to prepare for a rockier road for equities, more volatility as the economic expansion ages, especially with many stocks very richly valued relative to earnings today. So look at your holdings and consider selling or hedging stocks that appear rich or overvalued, perhaps only put better quality stocks in your portfolio. And also consider focusing on mainly fairly valued stocks, including some big-name U.S. stocks that benefit from economic growth at home and abroad. Now, another factor to keep in mind is that rising interest rates could lead to stronger dollar, and this makes U.S. exports more expensive for international buyers, and then it reduces corporate earnings that are earned overseas. So global corporate earnings could see a dip related to foreign exchange conversions. But it's a temporary blip, and you shouldn't be overly worried about that. Instead, focus on market share and brand positioning, because many U.S. companies are steadily gaining a foothold abroad, and international sales are growth drivers as earnings stagnate at home. Eventually, when the dollar does come back down some, their stronger positions will help them tremendously. Now, some investors who are wary of the dollar's strength over the past few years have turned to shares of smaller American companies, many of which do most of their business domestically. And as you can see, this effect on the small stock Russell 2000 index, which is up 3.6% year-to-date versus basically less than a 1% gain on the Standard & Poor's 500. And other investors are also looking at investing abroad because they believe European equities are oversold on fears about Greece and the general economic malaise. So these investors see better value abroad and believe they could benefit from a rebound in European stocks. You know, there's also an opportunity in so-called frontier markets. Now, these are emerging small countries such as Nigeria and Vietnam and Bangladesh and Kuwait. Now, these are high risk, but they also offer better growth potential than struggling emerging markets such as Brazil and Russia. Now, still others expect gold to surprise people this year after falling out of favor in the last 3 years, with projections that gold could rise to about $1,400 an ounce from about $1,160 now. So one final note. No one expects the Fed to raise rates too much or too quickly. So rates will rise gradually with no rate shocks expected. And markets like that. So I think the bulls will embrace a rate hike in September as the end of a period of speculation and take shares higher. And with solid economic data, few believe the U.S. is ready to slip into another recession. So for the time being, stay with equities, but be careful about what you hold.
You're listening to On the Money with certified financial planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.